For Sienna Park intends to begin construction later this month, and the project should be completed by early 2019. The city's Animal Advisory Committee is planning a public meeting on Thursday, October 18th, to provide citizens an opportunity to provide comment to possible animal ordinance changes. Information about the changes and the meeting will be shared through multiple media outlets. The consultant's presentation for the regional park design will be at the Tuesday, October 23rd City Council meeting. On capital improvement projects, the TxDOT sidewalk work on the South College Avenue project has come to a stopping point, and we're waiting for relocation of the poles upon which Frontier and Suddenlink utilities are still located. Frontier has been making progress at relocation, but Suddenlink is not, and the staff has again installed signage on the poles letting the public know the causes of the delays. Suddenlink is undergoing corporate restructuring under the Altus brand, which is apparently causing issues with them returning those agreements. Construction on the West 26th Street project continues with focus on the portion of 26th Street between Parker and Sims. Sims Street has been substantially completed with some sidewalk work remaining, and the anticipated completion time frame is sometime in November. The Old Hearn Road Wilkes Street reconstruction project is approximately 95% complete. Project should be finished this fall. The contractor is currently remedying the remaining drainage issues. The design of the Woodville Road reconstruction and sewer expansion project is 95% complete. A public meeting will be scheduled this month to meet with the neighborhood about the upcoming project. The designs for both Palisota Phase 1 and Melba Circle drainage project have progressed enough to hold a public meeting to get feedback prior to heading into full design. Staff is currently coordinating available public meeting locations in the neighborhood and plan to have meetings in late October or early November. We still have designs underway on the following projects: the Waco Street realignment, the Steel Creek Culvert Replacement Project, and then Earl Rudder Multi-Use Path. And lastly, from a reminder for those interested in updates on the William Joel Bryan, the FM-158 design, TxDOT project, you can go to that project webpage at www.wjbproject.com. Thank you.
Thank you. A couple questions. Are you having any trouble with DirecTV or just Suddenlink? Just kidding.
Just Suddenlink.
All right. Wanted to make sure.